KY says.
Saklewa Sahib, and welcome back to our Satsang podcast with Kaival Youth. We are so excited to continue our Upasana translation journey with you all. Last series, we translated all the sections of our Upasana except for Guru Mahima. Because of its length and overall content density, we decided to make Guru Mahima translation its very own series. Before we start, we would like to make shoutouts to our amazing Kaival Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Sat Kaival Sahib, everyone. Welcome back to our Satsang podcast, everyone. My, it has been a while since we all have been here.
Yeah, homies, it has been a hot minute. But Bobby and I are back, and we have a whole new set of translations coming your way. It is gonna get wild. Make sure you are seated and secured.
Right. But before we start that, I would like to quickly recap our previous series. I'm sure our listeners remember what we discussed in our last series.
Wait, Bobby, before we do that, what if we introduce our guests for today and they can help us recap?
Yes, I like that. Okay, everyone. Today we have two very unique guests on our episode. These individuals are here with us for the first time, and we are so excited to see how the next hour unfolds with them. Our first guest is Dr. Hetal Patel. I like to introduce her that way because she is basically our Kaival Youth on-call PCP. Whenever we need some quick medical advice, we all turn to her.
OMG! Hetidi is my surrogate older sister. I have become so reliant on her advice and calm words of wisdom. So excited to have you on this episode, Hetty.
Bobby and Radhi, you both are too kind. Thank you for having me on this episode. I am especially looking forward to doing our Param Guru's Gnan Prachar with all our satsangis and fellow devotees.
Of course. In our second guest, someone just as unique as his knowledge, Ruchin Patel. Ruchin is one of our KY young adults who, in my opinion, seems to know something about everything. Isn't that right, Radhi?
Yes, Bobby, that is so true. I feel like no matter how random the topic is, Ruchin will know a tidbit of information here or there. Or he'll just take it in another direction and introduce a new topic to us and teach us all completely something new that none of us knew before. I don't know. It's crazy sometimes where the conversations go with this guy. But welcome to the episode, Ruchin.
Thank you, Bobby, Radhi, for having me on this episode. I've always thought transliterations and translations of our Upasanas and grunts would be a great way for us to connect to our Kaival youth abroad. And I'm so excited to finally be part of this project too.
So, Bobby and Radhi said we should do a mini recap before we get started here. So I would like to take the lead with that, if that is okay with everyone.
Go for it, Hetal.
So our last series, Upasana Translations, went through our entire Upasana from Mangala Arati in the morning to Podan Arati, with each episode focusing on one section or part of one section, right? Mangala Arati is done first thing in the morning and it is completely devoted to Kirta with this metaphoric visual prayer. Then it is followed by Shangar Arati for Param Guru, which is more of a physical puja for Param Guru.
Right. Then we go to Kirta Stuti, which Param Guru wrote to acknowledge Karta's unparalleled divinity and powers.
Yes, exactly. Next, we have Parikrama and Guru Stuti, both written by Pujya Sri Narandasri Maharaj for Param Guru.
Which brings us to Guru Mahima, the super long prathna that has our youth turning the pages with bewildered looks during Upasana.
So if I remember correctly, we skipped this section. We decided to turn Guru Mahima into its own series, and we moved on to Guru Mahima Sakhi, which is sung right after Guru Mahima in the morning, and then it is sung again first thing as part of the evening Upasana.
Exactly. Because our Upasana is akhand or continuous, we sing Guru Mahima Sakhi last thing in the morning and first thing in the evening to represent that continuity. It bridges the time gap between the two.
And then in the evening, we sing Godipad, Sandhya Sakhi, Sandhya Arti, and wrap up with Podan Arti.
Yep, y'all got it. And yes, Hithi, as always, woman, you are right about Guru Mahima as well. Guru Mahima is a 140-verse comprehensive prathna. Pujya Sri Narandasri Maharaj composed it to express his bhav for Param Guru and his anubhav of Param Guru's divinity and grace. It is such an encompassing piece of work that we thought, you know what, we just have to make this its own series.
Which brings us here today as we begin our Guru Mahima translation with you two. So you two ready to get started?
Seeing that I'm here with three very smart and powerful ladies, I think it's best if I just follow all your leads.
Well, wait, Ruchin. Would you have us go in another direction than what Bobby suggested?
No. Well, what I was thinking about suggesting was, what if we use this episode to maybe recap each section already completed? Maybe our listeners might appreciate that.
That is a valid suggestion, Ruchin. See, speaking out whether you are a male or a female, regardless of the room dynamics, is a great way to vocalize your thoughts.
Right. And Mr. Ruchin, how you gonna assume, just because Bobby, Hethi, and I are strong, independent women, we would not listen to your suggestions?
No, you're right. That was totally my bad. You know what they say about making assumptions? You shouldn't make them. So then, should we do a recap of each section? Do you think our listeners would like it?
Well, why don't we just ask then? We have four of our listeners here right now. Our beautifully talented singers who sing each verse for us also listen to our podcast episodes. Guys and girls, why don't each of you introduce yourself first to all of us?
Satguru Sahib, my name is Omar.
Satguru Sahib, my name is Neha.
Satguru Sahib, my name is Asta.
Satguru Sahib, my name is Jay.
So singers, what do you think? As regular listeners of our podcast, do you think we should do a recap of each section or move on to Guru Mahima Part 1 and do recaps later on in the series?
I personally think we should start with Guru Mahima because I have been waiting for this series to start. I'm ready to learn what is in this section of our Upasana.
I agree. Plus, I think the other episodes of our Upasana are on Spotify, so everyone can listen to those anytime they want.
Valid points. Okay, so then let's move on to Guru Mahima translations today, and then we can do a recap episode in a few weeks. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan. I completely agree with what our amazing singer said, so let's just jump into it.
All right. Amar, Jay, Neha, and Asta, can you get us started with the first part of our Guru Mahima? A three-verse prologue in which Sri Narandasri Maharaj sets the tone for Param Guru's presence and divinity.
Prathama Param Guru ne namo diye katas bandhi jnan aapan poopati jaan ke तजे जाप्त अभिमान जग बंधन अति जान को तन मन किए बिहार महाविकट कड़ी काल मां प्रगटे दीन दया अनंत ब्रह्मांड की विभूविता प्रगट छीन सयो धन्य परम गुरु पौमी पर हंस करन को।
I would like to take a moment to appreciate the beauty of this verse. Just hearing it evokes so much feeling and peace within my mind and heart.
Yes, it does. And once we understand the meanings, we will be able to connect to it even more. So how about Radhi and I do the word-by-word translations, and Hetal and Ruchin, you two can help us understand what each verse means.
Let's get cracking.
Great. So the first verse of this prologue. Prathama parama guru ne namo diye karta sabandhi gnyan. Pratham means firstly. Param guru ne namo means to give respect to param guru by bowing our heads and folding our hands. So by bowing down to param guru. Diye means has given. Karta sabandhi gnan. So sabandhi means relationship or related to. Gnan means knowledge, and karta is kaivalkarta, our universal creator, controller, our God. So karta sabandhi gnan means gnan related to karta.
And the second line, apanapupati janake taje jakta abhiman. Apanapu means recognizing one's ansh. Pati means karta. Janaki means to know. Taje means to get rid of, abandon. Jagt means world. Abhiman means pride. So combined, jagt abhiman means worldly attachments. And it could be anything that causes the person to have an ego.
I'd like to volunteer myself to take first crack at this one. So here in the first verse of our Guru Mahima, Shri Narandasu Maharaj is saying that he is first and foremost giving respects to Param Guru. How? By performing namaskar towards Param Guru, which means he's folding his hands and bowing his head. But why is he doing this? Well, that's because Param Guru has given him this unparalleled jnan about Kaivalkarta, and with this Gnan, he and anyone else who obtains it is able to reduce and cut out so many of these worldly attachments and egos.
And I would like to point out that only Param Guru has given us this Gnan about Kaivalkarta. No one else has brought just knowledge that is all-encompassing.
Exactly right. Okay, so then for the next verse, the first line. Jagabandhana ati janaku tana mana kiye bihal. Jag means worldly. Bandhan means attachments. Ati means numerous. Janaku means anshes. So here it means all the anshes are trapped in numerous attachments. Then tan means body, man means mind, kiye means done, and behal means helpless.
And the second line of that verse, mahavikata kadi kadama pragate dina dayal. Maha means the great. Vikat means trouble, problem, something terrible. Kali Kalama means the era of Kalyu. So Kali is the current time period that we're in. Kalama means time period. So it's just a word to denote time period. Pragate means to materialize, to be pragat. Deen means poor. Dayard means giver of mercy.
Okay, so I will take this one since Ruchin so graciously did the previous explanation for us. So in this verse, Sri Narandashi Maharaj is alerting us all. All of us Ansho are entrapped by numerous attachments, mohs and mayas. These attachments have made us mentally, physically and spiritually weak and helpless. Such is the time of Kaliyug, the current time period in which Anshos are locked in this never-ending cycles of pain and suffering. And in such a turbulent and troubled time, Param Guru Pragat Thaine Ek Din Dayad Bani Ne Apru Kalyan Karva Avyache. Right? Oh, I think I started speaking in Gujarati at the end there.
That is okay, Hetal. I think it is important for us to bring a little Gujarati to our Keval Youth listeners. After all, it is our Matru Bhasha. So, why don't we explain what Din Dayal means? This is a phrase that comes up often in our Prarthanas. Radhi, you got this?
Yes, ma'am. So, many of our Prarthanas refer to Param Guru as Deen Dayal. Deen means poor, and Dayal means one who cares for the poor and brings them up to a better situation. While we might think we have what we need, like food, shelter, clothing, and so much else, we're all, in fact, extremely poor of Kaivalkarta's Gnan. And this has made us the worst type of poor. Without this Gnan, we are going to remain ignorant and illiterate to this higher spiritual awakening that can give us this indescribable happiness. Being ignorant might seem blissful now, but its consequences will come later, and they are going to be tough.
Right. So here, I would like to use an example. Like, let's say you have diabetes, but you don't know you have it. So you keep on eating sweets and high carbohydrate foods. There's a lot of damage happening internally, but you don't know of it because you don't go for regular blood tests and regular visits. So, Dr. Hetal, please tell us, what happens to this person who is avoiding doctor's visits and is eating all these sweets so freely?
Well, Bobby, if they don't make regular doctor's visits, then they won't be diagnosed in a timely manner and their doctor won't be able to give them the right tools and information to manage it. On top of that, if they are eating all the sweets and junk food, they will continue to make the problem worse. If this keeps going on, they will do irreversible damage to their pancreas, kidneys, eyes, and possibly nerves.
So the whole saying, ignorance is bliss, is only good for so long before that ignorance catches up to us and reality falls on our head like a mountain and we're stuck 6 ways till Sunday.
Exactly. And if we think about it that way, we are so deprived and poor. We are living in ignorance and this is hurting us more than we can possibly understand. However, Param Guru has taken sympathy upon us. He has come here as Pragat Swarup and is holding his hand out. All we have to do is take that step towards him and take his hand. So Param Guru is Deena Dayal, the one who takes care of the poor, the one who shows mercy upon us. So much to grab from just this one verse alone. Okay, third verse, I think, right, Bobby?
Yes, and the first line. Ananta Brahmanda ki vibhuvita pragata chin sanyukta. Ananta means entire. Brahmand means universe. And the ki attached to Brahmand shows possession. Vibhuvit means vibhutis. Pragat means to descend. Chin means chinhos. And sanyukta means with or joined with.
And the second line,
Dhanya parama guru pomi par aunsha karanaku mukt. Dhanya means grateful. Param guru pomi par. Param guru came to earth. Pomi par means came to earth. Aunsh is referring to our souls. Aunsh. Karanaku mukt. Karanaku means to do. Mukt means to release. So these two words combined mean to release.
So in this final verse of the prologue, Sri Narandas Maharaj is saying that Param Guru has all of the vibhutis of this universe. And he was pragat with unique chino, that are special to him. We should be eternally grateful to Param Guru who descended on the earth to free all of the onshas from the unhappiness associated with the cycles of birth and death.
Wow, Bobby, you were right. Now that we have explained the detailed meanings of these first few lines, I feel even more connected to them. Truly, Param Guru apda mate j aavya chhe.
Sachi vaat chhe Hital. Param Guru apda hiteshi banine apni mate aavya chhe. And this is important to constantly remind ourselves of, because it helps us stay connected. You know, when we think of this Guru Mahima, we are like, oh my God, it is so long. I lose focus. I lose track. But who are we singing this for? Well, we are singing this to show our bhav for Param Guru, our Param Guru, who has left the eternal bliss of Kaival Dham and came here to earth for our betterment. And this is huge. But ultimately, we are singing these prathnas and status for ourselves. At the end of the day, when we build this relationship to Param Guru, we are the ones who benefit the most.
Yes, Bobby. So often we say we are doing this for our Param Guru. While that may be true, because if we think about how much Param Guru has done for us, no matter how much we do for him, it will never be enough. But we are ultimately doing all of this for ourselves, like you said. So let's understand more of this Guru Mahima so we can make deeper connections to our Param Guru for our own growth and happiness. Okay, singers. Chalo, chalo.
Pati pada Param Guru ek mek samajhe je santa e moto vivek.
Okay, so now the verses are slightly shorter and quicker, but the meanings stretch so far. For the purposes of our podcast, we are going to keep the translations to the point and give you all the essential information. However, to be honest, we could do an entire podcast episode on just a few of these verses.
That is something I feel for the Upasana at large. For so many sections, the verses just have so much meaning and can be explained using so many examples and analogies.
Yeah, Hethi, you are right about that. I remember for some episodes, I would start explaining something and then would go on some tangent because everything is so interconnected. And then Bobby would be like, Radhi, we have to keep moving. And I'd be like, yes, Bobby, my bad.
I mean, Param Guru's Gnan is like one of those intertwined balls. You know what I'm talking about. Everything is connected to something else, and in order to understand it, we have to go piece by piece.
Right. So let's try to understand this piece. Pati pada Param Guru ekameka samaje je santa e motu vivek. Pati pad means karta's position. Ekamek means one and same. Samajeje means one that understands this. Sant means saint. E means is. Moto means great. And Vivek means wisdom. So the saint that understands this has great wisdom.
So in this verse, Sri Narandas Ji Maharaj says that Kaivalkarta and Param Guru are one and the same entity, and the saints that understand this have great wisdom.
So I think we should expand just a bit more here, because this can be confusing to so many people. We always say Param Guru is our guru, and Karta is our god. But in this verse, are we saying they're one and the same?
Okay, so let me interject here for a moment. Sri Narayan Ji Maharaj always prayed to Param Guru with the bhav of a true Shishya, who was completely samarpit, completely devoted to Param Guru. And a true Shishya sees God in their Guru. But to take it a step further, Param Guru is the Param Vishesh Aunsh of Kaivalkarta, the next closest entity to Karta. Karta has given everything to Param Guru with respect to divinity, powers, abilities, everything. So for us, Param Guru and Karta are one and the same. But in reality, they are different entities. Okay, so just wanted to clarify that. However, for the purposes of this verse, when Sri Narayan Das Ji Maharaj composed it and he said, Param Guru and Karta are ekameka, he is actually referring to Param Guru's continuous, active connection to Kaivalkarta via the Aunsh-Aunshi relationship. So remember, we just said Param Guru is the Param Vishesh Aunsh of Karta. So Param Guru is also Aunsh of Karta, just a bigger, more important Aunsh than we are. Param Guru was constantly aware of his Aunsh state existence. He never identified as a physical existence. We, on the other hand, we identify ourselves by this physical existence. We rarely, if ever, identify as an Aunsh of Kaivalkarta. So we don't build this spiritual bond to Kaivalkarta Aunsh Aunshi, that active awareness. But Param Guru was actively aware and he was always connected to Kaivalkarta.
Right. So Param Guru took on a physical form for our benefit, our purpose, to come to us and give us this Gnan. However, he constantly, every millisecond, remained connected to Karta via Ansh Anubhuti. He never considered himself in a physical sense, only spiritual sense. Now, to clarify the point about how Param Guru and Karta are the same for us, here we can take the example of two tigers. One tiger is the mama tiger, and she has a cub. She rears her cub and gives her all the resources to become a big tiger. Now there are two big tigers. The mama tiger is still bigger and wiser. But if we saw these two tigers, would we notice any difference?
Bobby, I'm just going to step in here and say, if I saw two tigers anywhere, I would run as fast as possible away from there.
Yeah, I second that. I'm not gonna try to differentiate between two potentially hungry tigers.
So let's take that same logic. Just like a tiger's mere presence is so fierce that it evokes such a strong response, in that same way, Param Guru's presence, Param Guru's divinity, is just so strong and fierce, it's indescribable, really. But it's difficult for us small minds to differentiate between Param Guru's divinity and Karta's divinity. So as our Guru, we should have that same bhav for him, and he will take us straight to Kaivalkarta.
Right, that makes sense. It is also easier for us to connect to Param Guru, so if we continue to keep him our focus, we can reach our goals. Okay, singers, next verse.
Akada kadana kade koi janta, evi gati param guru ni ananta. Akada means mysterious. Kada means skills. Na kade means unknown. Koi means any. Jant is referring to humans or people. Evi means such. Gati param guru ni.
Param Guru's knowledge, but in this case, in this particular verse, this word gati is referring to Param Guru's abilities. And as we'll see, it's referring to one specific ability. Anant means infinite.
So here we're saying, and I do know that this was composed by Sri Narandas Ji Maharaj, but when we sing Guru Mahima, we're also saying this exact vachan, no?
That is right, Ruchin.
Okay, so we're saying that no one knows the mysterious skills that Param Guru possesses. Param Guru's ways and dealings are infinite, and we can't begin to understand them. So I have a thought about this.
I'm sure you do. Let's hear it.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. There have been times in all our lives when random things just happened. Like things just worked out, or we were saved from a crazy situation. Like, you forgot to do your homework last night, and the teacher just decided not to collect it that day. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, parchas, right? We all have parcha in our life in which Param Guru has helped us done something so that our situation just worked in our favor. We can't explain it because we can't understand it.
Precisely. This verse reminds me of exactly that.
Ruchin, that is a great connection you made there. Param Guru helps us without us even knowing. We just have to keep our faith strong and believe in him. The rest will fall into place. However, there is a deeper meaning behind this line. Akara kara na kare koi janta, evi gati param guru ni ananta. About how Param Guru stays ekmek with Karta. That ability to constantly stay connected to Karta, despite living in this world full of attractions and bonds, that ability itself is unparalleled. So, Param Guru has infinite abilities, right? But in these two verses, we're just referring to this one ability, for him to remain ekmek with Karta.
Can we imagine the level of control, discipline, and divinity it would require to accomplish this? That is why we say, Param Guru's gati is anant. Okay, singers, next verse.
Anant brahmanda adishakaha ve teno laksha param guru yaha lave.
Anant brahmanda adishakaha ve teno laksha param guru yaha lave. Anant means infinite. Brahmanda adish is the creator of the universe. It's Kaivalkarta. Kahave means known as, teno laksh means whose laksh, and laksh here means samaj or understanding of karta, karta's bodh. And param guru yaha lave means param guru has brought here.
So, in this verse, we are acknowledging something we have reiterated time and time again, which is that Param Guru has brought the laksh. In this context, the true understanding and knowledge of Kaivalkarta, who is the creator of this universe, to earth for us.
Right. And even though it might seem repetitive, we must remind ourselves of this truth to gain perspective. So often, we get lost in the day-to-day actions of our lives, and we forget that everything we have and everything we are experiencing is very transient. Remembering that Param Guru has brought this samaj for us and given us this laksh in the form of samaj of Kaivalkarta's gnan, this should stick with us as we continue to carry out our daily actions. This is the samaj that Param Guru has brought for us.
So this goes back to our daily lives are interwoven with our faith. The two are not mutually exclusive, and the way we live defines our faith. And if we want to attain this laksh that Param Guru has brought, we must use the loom of Param Guru's gnan to weave our daily lives.
Exactly. Okay, singers, next verse please.
Sarvatita Sarveswar Swami Teno Laksh Devane Ko Kaj Dami.
Sarvatita Sarveshwara Swami Teno Laksha Devane Ko Kaj Dami. Sarvatit, above and different from everything and everyone, the one that does not stay in the universe. Sarveshwar, everyone's creator. Swami here is referring to Kaivalkarta. Teno Laksh, here again we see Teno Laksh, and here again it means the understanding of Kaivalkarta's knowledge, the samaj of Karta's knowledge, Karta's bodh. Devane means to give. Kok means someone. And dami means strength.
So when reciting this verse, what we're saying is that the Sarjanhar, which means creator, and by which we're referring to Kaivalkarta, is Sarvati, meaning above and different from all. As the creator, Karta doesn't come to the earth, and only Param Guru has the strength to bring Karta Samaj to the earth. Other individuals and entities only spread what they already had, or what was here, but only Param Guru is capable of bringing and spreading this Gnan.
I think this verse is so important because so often we see people turn mortals or deities into gods and get caught up in the stories. I want to make sure I stay respectful to everyone's faith when I say this. But I feel it is important to understand that Karta's energy is too big to be incarnated into this world. Based on what we have learned, it is just not practical.
I agree, Heti. It is like if we made a model house. We are too big to go into that model house. It's too small for us. This world and its temporary possessions are too small for Kaivalkarta. That's why Karta sent Param Guru.
Here, I think of another example I remember from satsang. When we are sleeping in our beds, we are stationary, unless we have some medical condition, of course. Pan jyare apde ungi jaiye, apde ek jagya par hoye che, apda palang ma, pan apdu man bade fari sake che. Evi j rite, Karta ek jagya par rahe che, kaival dham ma, ane param guru bade jai sake che temni mate.
That was a great example, Hetal. Exactly. Just like only our mind will wander in our sleep, only Paramguru can wander for Karta. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Nigamana yeti kahe niradhara samanya jivana jane sansara.
Nigamana yeti kahe niradhara Samanya Jivana Jane Sansara. Nigama means Veds. Nayeti means one that has no end. Kahe means says. Niradhara means without any dependency. Samanya means simple. Jiva means anshas. Najane means does not know, and sansar means the universe.
The Veds, which have all of the Brahmgnan, cannot completely understand the knowledge of Kaivalkarta, the one who brought everything into existence. So, if the Veds had to pokar nayeti, which means the Veds had to acknowledge their own limitations when it comes to Karta's Gnan, then how can a simple human understand the knowledge of Kaivalkarta? So, this goes back to an earlier verse, where we said Param Guru's dealings are unique and mysterious.
I was thinking the same thing, Ruchin. Only Param Guru can help the Anshas understand Kaivalkarta,
because Param Guru is Sampurna Guru Maharaj with all the vibhutis and all of Gartha's powers.
It reminds me of something we are dealing with at home. So all our kids are virtual school because of this pandemic, right? So they all have different homework based on their age. The younger ones are fine, but the older ones have more complex math and science homework. And sometimes, no matter how hard we try to explain it to them, we get stuck. We are unable to properly explain it to them so that they can understand it. But when their teachers explain it to them, they understand it much more easily.
Well, we learned that Param Guru is our ultimate spiritual guru or teacher, so it would make sense that only his explanations would help us understand Gartha.
Yep, exactly right. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Rachyo jene jakta sakala pasara joye jama tama de taha ahar. Rachyo jene, the one that created. Rachyo means to create. Jakta, referring to the universe. Sakal means entire. Pasar means with rapid reproduction. Joye means need. Jam tam means accordingly. Det means give. Taha means there. Ahar means food.
So, Kaivalkarta has created this metaphoric garden of the 14 worlds. And just as a gardener carefully tends to the garden based on need, Gartha nourishes these rapidly growing worlds according to their needs.
You know, if we think about it logically, the way Param Guru explains Gartha to us parallels what we see around us in nature every day. Like, if we think of animals and how they tend to their offspring based on need, that's nature. No one taught them that.
Well, it would make sense that Gartha's creation would resemble Gartha, right? I have a daughter, and while she is a tough little munchkin right now, at end of the day, she resembles my husband and I the most because we created her.
So with this one verse, Sri Narandaji Maharaj has highlighted for us something we see time and time again when we learn more of this Gnan. There's so much connection to nature and deep understanding within our Granths about Karta's workings.
Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Deva Sukha Dayak Layak Swami Tenena Bhajave Bhari Koi Hami.
Eva Sukha Dayak Layak Swami Tene Na Bhajave Bhari Koi Hami. Eva means such. Sukh Dayak means one that bestows all the happiness. Layak means worth, means proper. Swami means Karta. Tene means him, referring to Karta again. Na bajave bari means cannot sing the praises of. Koi means anyone. And hami means courage.
Kaivalkarta is the bestower of all happiness and is our very reason for being. But who had the courage to sing praises of such Karta? Only Param Guru had the strength to sing praises of Karta, such that the Onshas are able to understand the knowledge of Kaivalkarta.
So here we continue to assert the link between us and Karta through Param Guru and Param Guru only. I feel that here we should explain the beginning portion of this verse where Sri Narandasri Maharaj says all the happinesses. One could argue that many people have so many sadnesses.
But isn't that just a matter of perspective? For example, a person could have everything yet still complain about what they don't have and claim to be sad. Yet a person can have nearly nothing but still be content with their existence.
Right. And also here again, we are looking from a spiritual lens. Karta's creation allows us to enjoy this physical body we are inhabiting. But by understanding Karta's Gnan, we experience a level of freedom that comes with unquantifiable happiness.
So, we must stop gauging happiness by our possessions or materialistic attachments, because those are, like we said before, transient and will only provide short bursts of happiness, but they will also come with sadness.
Right. And Karta is our Sukh Na Swami. The ultimate source of all of our happiness is Karta. But we have to understand Karta first to experience this true happiness. And who is giving us this Gnan about Karta? Who gave us this connection to Karta? Who is teaching us about it? It's all Param Guru.
Right. And let's go on to the next verse to see why only Param Guru gives us this Gnan and connection. Okay, singers, next verse please.
Himmat vina jo hami bhari je, sharne aave tene te supad dije. Himmat vina means the one without strength or courage. Himmat means strength or courage. Actually, it means courage, but it takes it a little bit further than just courage alone. Vina means without. Jo, one that. Hami bhari je means to show courage. Who does show courage? Sharne ave tene. Sharne means shelter. Ave tene means the one that comes. Te su means what will. Pada means position. Dije means to give.
So, with this verse, we are linking back to the previous verse with this concept of courage. So here we are saying, one who doesn't even have the strength to understand Kaival Karta, what is that person going to give someone that comes to his shelter? Only Param Guru had the strength to praise Kaival Karta, and thus, he is the only one that shows us the path to moksha. I think this verse is so momentous for us to understand the true power of Param Guru's shelter. We said earlier that even the Ved cannot properly understand Karta, but Param Guru understands Karta completely. So let's just think about how much strength and power Param Guru must have. And to be in his shelter, I just don't have the words.
It can go back to our tiger example too, but in a different way. Think about how safe that tiger's cub feels when she's ensconced within her mom's embrace. No one gun dare mess with her. Well, Param Guru is to us, like that mama tiger is to her cub. We are Param Guru's cubs.
Oh, I like that, Ruchin. So, to Hital's point. Yes, it is about courage to speak the truth and guide people towards it, which only Param Guru has done. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Eva Guru Thaga Thage So Loka Pati Pada Sacho Laya Vina Foka.
Eva Guru Thaga Thage Sahu Loka Pati Pada Sacho Laya Vina Foka. Eva means such. Guru means teacher. Thaga means imposter. Thage means deceives. Sahu means all. Loka means people. Patipad means Karta's pad. Sachu means the truth. Laya means understanding. Vina means without. And Foka means useless.
So directly connecting to what Bhabhi just said before this verse, only Param Guru has brought us the true path. And here, Sri Narayan Das Ji Maharaj says that the one who does not know or understand the Patipad, Karta, and has become a guru, is not a true guru, but instead an imposter.
Right.
because all other teachings that distract bhaktos away from kartapad are in essence useless. And you, to add to this point, these days we see many imposters that call themselves God and want to be praised. They themselves do not understand karta, but they claim to be God. Didn't we actually discuss this in one of our satsangs? Bhabhi, Radhi, correct me here.
Yes, Hito, we should not compare ourselves to karta. But in this verse, Sri Nandashi Maharaj is more so addressing those people who are unknown to kartapad, meaning those individuals who do not understand karta, and that's why they're unable to carry their followers to kartapad so as to experience eternal happiness of salvation. They have limitations because they themselves are limited.
I feel like this is something we understand the importance of because we have this dharmic base. But for those who don't know this gnan, it doesn't seem like a big deal.
And that's the ignorance we discussed earlier. That ignorance keeps us in the dark, and we keep committing all kinds of misdeeds with it.
Ooh, nice. We're making so many connections. Love it.
So do we. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Pati pada param guru eka jane bhavela padaratha sahuva khane. Pati pad is a two-part word, pati and pad. Pati, which in this case is synonymous with kaivalkarta, and pad means position. So kaivalkarta's position. Param Guru, Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj. Ek means only. Jane means knows. Bhavela means to take birth in bodies made up of the five physical elements. Padarth means form. Sahu means all. And Vakhane means to praise.
So, to continue with this discussion of only Param Guru, here we are saying that only Param Guru knows Kaivalkarta. Others continue to praise those that take on human forms made up of the five elements, but those individuals are not Karta. Kaivalkarta is Sarvatit and Tatvatit, meaning that Karta is above all and is not made up of the five elements.
This is an important point to understand, because the five elements are also temporary, and therefore anything and anyone made of those five elements is temporary.
Real quick, the five elements are fire, earth, wind, water, and space, sky, ether, however you want to translate it, right?
Yes, and they each actually have their own meaning and symbolism, and it's actually pretty in-depth. We're going to save that for another satsang. For now, we must understand, if we worship temporary entities, our happiness will also be temporary. So here, Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj is encouraging us, worship the eternal Kaivalkarta, who is above any and all temporary elements or temporary existences. Param Guru has given this to us.
Right, and once we take Param Guru's hand, we do not need to pray to anyone or anything else. Okay, singers, next verse.
Avela ne je koi kahe bhagavanta eva guru padal santa ananta.
Bhavela ne je koi kahe bhagavanta eva guru padal santa ananta. Bhavela ne means one that is born with physique composed of the five physical elements. Je koi means whoever, kahe means calls, bhagavanta is referring to karta here, eva means such, guru means teacher, badal means fake, sant means saints, and anant means numerous.
To take it even a step further here, Shri Narandasi Maharaj is also criticizing those individuals who praise temporary entities and refer to them as God.
Right, so as we discussed before, anyone made up of the five physical elements is Nashwant and thus cannot be God. However, there are still saints and gurus who claim to be God or they praise temporary figures as God. Such saints are fake and do not give true knowledge of Kaivalkarta.
Again, Pujya Shri Narandasi Maharaj is stressing the importance of the Ansh-Anshi connection if we listen and understand between the lines. He has spent the last few verses explaining the importance of recognizing Karta. Why? Because Karta is the Anshi and we are Ansh. And this is the only true relationship. Any relationship made using these temporary bodies will be just that, temporary. But our relationship to Kaivalkarta and Paramguru is at an Ansh level, and that is everlasting.
Wow. If we go beyond the word and really try to dissect the meanings, there's so much understanding to gain. Sometimes it's more than about learning new stuff. Sometimes it's about understanding the same stuff. I don't know if that made any sense.
That made perfect sense. You know, so often we all say, I know this. I know that. Why am I learning this? But the real question we should ask ourselves is, do I understand this? If yes, then we would make it a priority to implement it.
Very well said, both of you.
Okay, singers, shall we go on to the next verse?
Param Guru Nijapati Navita Bhulaya Jiva Kiyate Sachita.
Param Guru Nijapati Navita Bhulaya Jiva Kiyate Sachita. Param Guru is Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj. Nijapati Na means Kaivalkarta. Nij means original or root. Pati is a word used to denote Swami or master. So the combination of these two words, Nija Pati, is referring to Kaivalkarta, the original master of the universe. The Na is showing possession to the word Veta. Veta means one who knows everything. So the combination of these three words, Nija Pati Na Veta, means one who knows everything about Kaivalkarta. Bhulaya means misguided. Jiva is referring to all the Anshas. Kiyate means to do. Sacheta means has awakened or alerted.
So, Pujya Shri Narandas Ji Maharaj is saying that Paramguru is Kaivalvitta, meaning that he knows everything about Kaivalkarta. With this Karta's knowledge, he has awakened us Anshas that are misguided about who our creator is.
Right. So if we connect this to the previous verse, we are saying that all others who preach about physical entities and don't truly understand Kartapad are badal in comparison to Paramguru. And there are so many of these badal individuals, which is why we need to just keep our focus on Paramguru.
Exactly. And once we do that, we won't get entrapped in some whimsical fairy's wheel. We will be on a straight line path. Okay, everyone. I think we are going to book a metaphoric bookmark in our Guru Mahima for now. I think we need to let all this information marinate in our KY minds. What do you guys think?
I agree. Also, hearing you say marinate made me think of Thai noodles. And I think I'm going to call Urvi Didi and ask her to make me some.
Or Radhi, tell her to make me some too.
Manena buli jaso.
Okay, everyone. While these three try to get some Thai noodles, we will see you all next time for the next section of our Guru Mahima translations. Hetal and Ruchin, we loved having you on this episode.
Yes, we did. Satkeval Sahib Kaival Youth.
Hear you next time.
Bobby and Radhi, this was a tremendous experience. Thank you so much. Kaival Youth, it is always a pleasure interacting with all of you. Satkeval Sahib.
Thanks for having us, Kaival Youth. And be sure to spam those KY socials. Tell Bobby and Radhi that you want me and Hethelben on for more episodes. Satkeval Sahib, and we'll see y'all next time.
This work is copyrighted in 2021 by Global Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Global Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Global Youth. For more information, visit www.global.org or email satsang@global.org. All rights reserved. Satsang Sahib.